Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here in studio along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today we're going to talk with a man who has a degree in finance and thought he knew it all when it came to money. But then he and his wife began learning what God has to say about money in a Crown small group study, and the Lord changed their finances and their marriage. We'll find out how in just a minute.
Well, it's a remarkable story, Dave, and one that's surprising because it happened to newlyweds. Mm-hmm. You don't often hear about newlyweds starting off on such solid footing, but we're going to hear about that today. But first, today I want to answer an email question that I received from Annabelle. She wrote, "Dear Chuck, my husband and I don't have credit card debt, but we have $130,000 of student loan debt.
Wow.
We both agree on trying to get out of debt as soon as possible. We're currently living on one income while my husband is trying to start an insurance business. It's difficult because half my paycheck goes to the debt, but we both believe my husband's business will give us greater financial margin in the long run. What do you think?" Well, Annabelle, thanks for writing. I think you've got a good idea to start a business and to help pay down your debt, but you're in financial bondage right now. If half of your income is going to service debt, that's not sustainable. So if your husband's business does not take off pretty quickly, I would recommend that he get another job that's not based on commissions so that he can help reduce that debt more rapidly, and then you won't be under such financial stress while you're trying to grow that business. And by the way, Dave, Annabelle said in her email that she loves hearing real-life stories of people who are getting out of credit card debt. But she hasn't heard a story of a couple that's getting out of student loan debt.
Hmm.
Well, Annabelle, I hope you're listening today, because when we come back, you're going to hear exactly that. A young couple that has gotten completely out of student loan debt, and a pretty significant amount as well.
Chuck, Annabelle also said in her email that she listens to Money Life every day via podcast.
I'm surprised at how many people listen to every single program through podcasting. In fact, people listen all over the world. When you say that, I think of our listeners in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I think of our listeners in Poland and throughout Europe, even into Africa. And I want to welcome all those who want to join us by podcast.
Well, if you haven't signed up yet for the free podcast, all you need to do is go to crown.org and click on Money Life. Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Brad Jardine. And if you have to step away from the program, you can always listen to it again online at crown.org. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Not sure where your money's going? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't always to make more money. Often it's learning to manage what God has already given you. And Crown Financial Ministries has something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes is one of the most advanced online money management systems ever. It will help you easily create a home budget online in a secure environment and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you how much you have left to spend in any budget category. You'll have access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Brad Jardine. Brad is from Oakdale, Minnesota, and has a remarkable testimony. Brad, I can't wait for our listeners to meet you. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chuck.
How long have you been married, Brad?
Well, my wife and I have been married for just over a year and a half right now.
And what is her name?
Her name is Bethany.
So a year and a half, do you still feel like a newlywed?
Yeah, we still do, actually.
Well, I would think so. How did you and Bethany meet?
Well, we met at school, actually. We were both in the band together. I had played the trumpet, and she played the French horn. So we had met in band, and I actually we didn't start dating until a couple years into our schooling. But after a couple years, I decided that I wanted to ask her out, and the rest is history.
Well, that's great. How did you come into your marriage in terms of your attitudes about money? Were you on the same page, or did you have some differences?
We were pretty much on the same page going into marriage. The summer before we got married, we had actually attended a Crown small group together, which really set us on the right track towards marriage as far as a financial perspective goes.
Well, was it your idea to take this study, or was that Bethany's?
Well, we had been invited by the group leaders, and to be honest, I was kind of skeptical going into the study because I graduated with a degree in finance. So being the recent finance grad that I was, I thought I knew everything and that I didn't need something else telling me how I was supposed to run my money. I thought that what I knew was going to be good enough.
Yeah, that sounds so familiar to me, Brad. You're telling my story. There's something sort of intimidating about it, isn't there, that you think, well, maybe these people are going to get too personal, and I already know what I need to know. How were you eventually convinced to participate in the study?
Well, the small group leaders told us a little bit about what the study would involve, and he had said that he thought that I would be able to add a lot for some of the other members who weren't quite as financially astute or had as much knowledge as I did. So that kind of convinced me and got me in the door.
That is a great way to invite somebody in, isn't it? That he acknowledged you were pretty savvy, you knew a lot, and said, hey, you may have something to contribute here.
Yeah, it really convinced me.
Well, were you surprised at what you learned, or were you the one that was sharing with everybody else what you had been taught in finance class?
It was a little of both. Well, I was able to offer some perspectives on just financial topics in general. I really had no understanding of how much the Bible actually talked about money. So that was something that was completely eye-opening for me.
And what really jumped out at you, Brad, that started to make the most difference? I mean, obviously, you're discovering new truth, but was there anyone in particular that you said, this is contrary to what I had really been taught?
Well, I didn't really have a saving mindset going into the small group. I had always known to live within my means, pay off my credit cards, that kind of thing, but really saving wasn't that much a part of my life. So going in and learning what the small group taught was really eye-opening. And one of the verses that I remember from that specifically was, the fool spends what he has, but the wise plans for the future. And that's really stuck with me.
Were you and Bethany on the same page as a newlywed couple? Did you have a similar background and agree on things with your finances before the class?
We did agree on most things. She came from a background that was a lot more into saving than I was, so she helped to convince me a little bit to put more emphasis on saving and getting rid of debt and that side of it.
So did the class help your marriage? Did it strengthen you in ways that you weren't expecting?
It really did. Going into the marriage, then we had already established a budget and agreed on all the different pieces of that. So we kind of had a head start going into our marriage as far as that financial base.
Did you find it difficult to agree to your budget, Brad?
Not really. We all kind of wanted to get rid of the school debt that we had and wanted to begin saving for future schooling and whatever would come to us in the future.
So, Brad, did you use a specific budgeting format or a budgeting tool that really helped you?
We started off with the budget that we were actually presented with in our small group. We tailored kind of our current spending. We used the 30-day diary and got a really good understanding of where we were currently spending, and that enabled us to establish a budget that worked for us, and we've been using that same budget, tweaking here and there ever since in our marriage.
So for these past 18 months, you're living within your means. You've set some new goals. What was your financial picture like as you started out your marriage?
When we started off, we weren't too bad off. the only consumer debt that we had was some student loans that I had picked up while going to school. And that was one of our main priorities that we wanted to get rid of in the first couple of years of our marriage.
And have you been doing, Brad? Have you made progress to that end?
We have actually, in the last 2 weeks, we made our final payment on all of our student loans.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. So no more debt, huh?
No more debt. It's a wonderful feeling.
I have a friend who told me that when he got debt-free, he grew an inch. He felt taller because the weight of the world was off his shoulders. Did you grow an inch, Brad?
It feels like it.
Yeah, it feels like you're levitating, huh?
Right.
Well, if you don't mind, how much student loan debt did you pay off?
We paid off just shy of $35,000 in student loans.
Wow. And that took 18 months?
Well, about 16 months.
Well, that's a huge amount of progress. Do the math for me. How much were you paying off each month?
Well, it boils down to an average of about $2,100 a month that
Wow.
we were paying.
Oh, that's fantastic. How does Bethany feel about that?
She's just ecstatic about it.
Well, that has got to be very encouraging. And I know, Brad, that you and Bethany didn't stop there, that you have gone on to get more deeply involved with Crown, and I want to talk to you about that when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. My guest today is Brad Jardine, and we're listening to an incredible testimony of how God brought a young couple together, put them on the same page, and now they're debt-free. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Has the economy pressured you to rethink your career? Does your heart long to take the next step and pursue God's true calling for your life? Whether you're planning for your first job or your last, the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries can help. With Career Direct, you'll analyze four critical areas: your personality, skills, interests, and values. You'll learn more about the real you and develop a plan to grow personally and professionally. You'll learn to see your strengths. And the Career Direct Complete Guidance System is designed from a biblical perspective to help you maximize your career by maximizing your God-given gifts and abilities. Career Direct can be completed in about an hour online. For more, go to CareerDirectOnline.org and try the free Personality ID Profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Brad Jardine from Oakdale, Minnesota. Brad, what a remarkable testimony. You've paid off $35,000 in student loan debt. And I want to talk to you about some of your further involvement and how you're serving other people. But first, for those young couples who are listening, or maybe even those parents of young couples who are listening, and they want to see their newlyweds get on the same page, they want to see these young couples make the same kind of progress that you and Bethany have made, what advice would you give them? Where would you tell them to begin, and what steps should they take to be able to get debt-free?
Well, one of the things that made the biggest difference for us was having a budget established and already talking through where we wanted to spend our money and how we wanted to save it prior to getting married. So just going into marriage, already having that understanding, so it's not a surprise when the first bills are coming due the first month right after the wedding. I think that's very important.
Brad, I've always said that couples make the mistake of trying to agree with each other as opposed to agreeing with God. And you and Bethany had a system where you discovered what God taught about finances, and you decided to follow His plan, not your plan or her plan, but God's plan. That really helped you, didn't it?
Yeah, that helped a lot.
So when you learned about saving, what did you specifically do to begin saving money? Was it difficult for you to change your thinking about that?
It wasn't too difficult, seeing that the benefits of saving, especially if a hard time would come, that really helped to change my mind into more of a saving mindset.
So while you were paying down your student loan debt, were you also setting aside money that you were able to save?
Yep. Right before actually we started hitting the loans hard, we established, I think it's a 3-month cushion for all of our expenses. So we had that sitting in the savings account so that we knew if any extraordinary circumstances would happen, we would have that money to lean back on.
I understand, Brad, that you're now following the Crown Money Map. What step are you on, and what are some of your goals?
We're on, I believe it's Destination 5 right now, where we just got all of our consumer debt paid down, and we're working on prepaying our mortgage and setting aside money for future schooling for the both of us.
Okay, Brad, you may be one of the youngest people I've ever met that's on Destination 5. How old are you, Brad?
I'm 26.
26 years old, and there are many people listening today who are well up in their years who are still struggling on Destination 1. So you're a great testimony that anybody can do it. Now, Brad, you didn't stop with getting debt-free and accomplishing so much with your finances. You're now interested in serving other people. Tell us what you're doing to accomplish that.
Last fall, I took the training courses to become a Crown Money Map coach. So I'm working with people to help them establish budgets and to teach them the different things that God says about handling money.
Well, that's got to be a very rewarding process for you because you've been able to do it and encourage other people to follow along. What are your goals now? What are you and Bethany planning on doing? Where's God leading you now that you've had this liberation from your debt?
Well, our main goals right now are to pursue future schooling, actually. My wife is a registered nurse and really has a desire to eventually teach in a college setting. So she was just accepted to a PhD program for nursing, and she will be starting that program coming this fall full time.
Well, that's fantastic, Brad. And what about some of your aspirations?
I also would really be interested in pursuing future schooling. I've been looking at some MBA programs here in Minnesota and think that that's the direction I'm going to start pursuing. So I'm going to start cracking the books again and getting that underway.
And what about some of your financial goals? What are you trying to accomplish now?
Well, right now we're mostly setting money aside in expectation for the schooling. My wife was actually fortunate enough to get a fellowship for her first year of school. So while most of her schooling will be paid for, we want to continue to save so that in future years when she doesn't have that fellowship, we will be able to remain debt-free and have that schooling completely paid for.
Well, you have come a long way from those days when you didn't really believe in saving, haven't you, Brad?
I've come a long way.
Well, I thank the Lord for you and for Bethany and for the great example that you've set for so many today, Brad. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us today and sharing your story.
Thanks a lot, Chuck.
Well, Chuck, listening to Brad's story, it reminds me a bit of your introduction to Crown Financial Ministries as well.
Well, there are some similarities. Yeah. Brad and I both were a little hard-headed.
And you didn't want to be there, and yet it was a life-changing experience for both of you.
Well, I can totally relate to that testimony. It did two things for us. Number one, it got us on the same page in our marriage. I'd been married 21 years before we were on the same page in regard to our finances. For Brad, he started off his marriage right, and so I strongly encourage all of our listeners who want to get on the same page to get involved in the small group study. It will help your marriage. It will bring about unity. But the second benefit was a very significant financial reward. Brad and Bethany have made huge progress. Mm-hmm. Imagine getting out of $35,000 of student loan debt in 16 months. That's just remarkable.
Well, it is, and it's inspiring to hear a young couple that's dedicated to staying out of debt. We'll take a short break and be right back. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
You're always looking for ways to save money, right? That's why you clip coupons every week or spend hours looking for deals online. But are you getting the full benefit for your effort? The Couponizer is a way to organize, store, and access all your coupon finds and gift cards with a 22-pocket wire-bound booklet. Once you set it up, you'll be ready to go shopping anytime your busy schedule allows, and it's small enough for you to put it in your handbag and take it with you. The Couponizer system includes the Couponizer, the booklet Your Guide to Smart Savings by Amy Bergen, a pre-sorting mat that matches the categories in the Couponizer, a list pad for tracking your savings and spending, and more, all in a durable carrying bag. You can find out more about how the Couponizer works at crown.org, or you can call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org for the Couponizer.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, just before the break, we were talking about the Crown Small Group Study. And for those who've never taken it, what can someone expect if they sign up to go to one of these studies?
Dave, they can expect two very real outcomes. Number one, they can expect spiritual growth. The study is grounded in God's Word, and it draws you closer to Christ as you learn to apply God's financial principles on an everyday basis. You know, financial decisions are also spiritual decisions, and when we integrate God's principles into our daily choices, we draw closer to Him. We begin to experience more of His reality and His presence in our life. But secondly, there's a very practical outcome. You know, some people say that because it's a Bible study, it is only going to help you spiritually. But the truth is, thousands and thousands and thousands of people have reported dramatic financial improvement in their lives. Just like Brad and Bethany, they've seen their debt decrease, they've seen their savings increase, we've seen generosity increase. We actually survey our students and measure these results. And Dave, there is absolutely no reason for anybody not to get involved in a Crown Small Group study if you want the practical benefits of those two things, to grow spiritually and to see your finances improved.
Well, if I want to sign up for a class, how do I do it?
Well, to join a Crown Biblical Financial Study in your area, or to start one if you're led to lead one of these studies in your community, just go to crown.org and there you'll find all the information about how to get trained and to get involved in a class. Or you can call us at 1-800-722-1976, and one of our friendly representatives will help you. That's 1-800-722-1976, or if you prefer, just go to crown.org and find the information about the Crown Biblical Financial Study.
Chuck, Crown helps thousands and thousands of people every single month, and the reason we can do that is because of the faithful financial participation of those who listen to the program and support the work here at Crown.
Dave, that's exactly right, and I want to speak to all those who listen to this program and appreciate this ministry. I'd like to invite you to make a generous gift this month. It's been a difficult winter and spring because of the Great Recession. Giving has been way down, and we have significant financial needs to continue this ministry, and I'd like to invite you to give this month. For your gift, we want to send you a special resource set, an audio CD called Work and Business in God's Economy, as well as one of the books from the Money Life Basics series. This resource can be used personally or for anyone that God leads you to share them with. And for your financial gift, it will not only allow us to continue this broadcast, but to reach out to thousands of others across the world. And I do hope and pray you'll join us this month.
Well, if you'd like to receive this month's special resource set, just go to crown.org, click the Give to Crown tab at the top of the page. Then once you're on the main giving page, just click the orange banner at the top. Or, if you prefer, you can call us at 1-800-722-1976 and donate by phone. That's 1-800-722-1976. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.